It's an interesting dynamic that has worked for many years. Talking about Josh and Jamie Woodall, they're the head athletic trainers, respectively, at Bryan High and Rudder High, and they're married to each other.
I think the reason we've had such a good marriage is because we don't ever see each other.
Josh was just joshing, of course. But, of course, I had to ask, how much shop do they talk when they get home? Is it all sprains and splints and such?
We don't talk a whole lot about work when we get at home. We kind of leave work at work and try to enjoy each other at the house. Not to say that, you know, if something interesting happens, we don't, you know, visit about it. Some of the best learning experiences are learning from your peers and colleagues, and we're fortunate enough to spend extra time together. So sometimes we can learn from experiences that one or another has had and talk about a interesting injury or something that you don't see on a regular basis. But, commonly it's just we don't discuss work a whole lot outside of work. We try to do something different.
Well, I wanted to talk a little shop with Josh Woodall, the head trainer over at Bryan High. You know, there's a new movie out called Concussion with Will Smith, and it's certainly something that everybody's concerned about. People are talking about in athletics particularly, and that's concussion management. And Josh Woodall says that they are right on top of it, largely because of technology.
We're very fortunate to be on the cutting edge of that, and we use a program called C3 Logix for our concussion assessment and return to play protocol. And that utilizes an iPad, and students that are diagnosed with a concussion go through an entire return to play process where their cognitive function, balance, and other things are tested using the iPad, and it helps us to make a really informed decision to get those players back as soon but as safely as possible. And it's really a true testament to the advancement in the way things work with technology.
Josh Woodall and Jamie Woodall and all the athletic trainers are fortunate to have student aides who like it so much they do make it their careers.
Certainly, and actually, I'm very very excited right now. I have a student who graduated from our program probably about 6 or 8 years ago now, but she just graduated from the University of Arkansas with a degree in a master's degree in athletic training, and is back here in Texas working in a high school setting up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so, it is very rewarding when these students go through a program such as ours, they decide that's what they want to make their career, and then they go on and get that education, and then it's especially exciting when they come back and pick right up where they left off or follow in the footsteps and get into a secondary school setting. It's a lot of fun. But not all of our students go on to do this in college, but or even after college professionally. But we do have a good number of kids that go off into another related field. We've had some in the past that have gone into physical therapy or have gone on and been nurse practitioners and things like that. And so, it's very rewarding when those kids make a career choice like that and begins at some level in a program like ours. It's really exciting.
That's Josh Woodall. He and his wife, Janie, are keeping them healthy in the Bryan ISD. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.